Welcome to the Pig Health Today podcast, where we talk all health all the time. Hear engaging interviews with today's leading industry experts. Hosted by Pig Health Today editors, podcast episodes highlight the latest ideas, insights, and advice to improve pig health, welfare, and performance.
I'm Carrie McMahon with Pig Health Today, and I'm visiting with Sam Holtz, who is a veterinarian at Swine Vet Center in St. Peter, Minnesota. And we'll be discussing iron supplementation protocols and why those are important and what you see going into the future with those.
Yeah, so I think as we're all aware, you know, iron supplementation in growing pigs and piglets in specific has been, you know, an age-old practice since we brought pigs inside off of dirt. And so historically, it was kind of one of those things where 200 milligrams of iron between birth and processing was kind of the gold standard protocol. And I think we've found over recent years that there's probably some fine tuning and given the advances in the industry and production that we probably need to relook at those things to make sure we're optimizing that iron supplementation.
So what are you thinking now for the new protocols, or what kind of changes are you seeing?
So it's a little variable by system, but one of the things we'll start with is we'll analyze hemoglobin status in pigs prior to weaning. And so iron is important because it's needed for hemoglobin production. And so hemoglobin's a good measure of, you know, are we administering enough iron to piglets or not? And so that'll be the first part of the evaluation.
How is that done?
And so historically it would take like a blood sample from a piglet, and we'd have to run it either in the lab or send it to the diagnostic lab and do a packed cell volume. But recently there's a handheld hemoglobin reader that's a HemaQ. So you just need a drop of blood, goes in a slide and then goes in the HemaQ reader. And so it's actually one of the few diagnostic tests that we can do on farm.
And how many pigs do you do, and how frequently?
Typically we'll do 20 to 30 piglets right before weaning. Sometimes we'll do it kind of before, you know, we make a protocol change, and then after just to evaluate. So
okay. So and then after you do that,
say we go into a farm, we're evaluating hemoglobin in pigs at weaning. If we end up with a greater than 20 or 30% of pigs that are iron deficient or anemic at weaning, then we'll go in, we'll decide, you know, do we need to increase the dose that we're giving. Sometimes we review injection technique with the staff to make sure that we're giving a quality dose and not getting iron running out of the injection site. Or we may decide to administer two doses of iron. It's a little dependent on the situation, but those are some of the options.
What's the most common?
I'd say we've seen usually we've seen producers start or recommended an increase of that initial dose. So I mentioned 200 milligrams would be pretty common. We would have some farms doing 250 milligrams all the way up to 300 milligrams in a single injection. Usually we don't go more than 300 milligrams because then we start to flirt with potential iron toxicity. So if we think that might be needed, then we might evaluate the need to do two doses. So.
Oh, I was going to say, have you done two doses?
Yeah, we have some clients that are doing it now and some more that are evaluating it, especially on those farms where we're having extended weaning age. You know, if we're getting out to 23, 24 days of wean age, we really tax that initial iron dose. And so if we've got that long of wean age, we probably can't get a high enough dose in them initially without some toxicity. So then in those situations, we have gone to either two 250 milligram doses or two 200 milligram doses.
So in the pigs that you find, the wean pigs that are a little low, do you do anything with them?
So pigs at weaning, if we would identify a group that had some significant anemia issues at weaning, we may go in and inject some iron shortly post weaning to try to catch them up and boost them. Just there's some been data that shows that piglets that are anemic at weaning will actually grow slower throughout the nursery. So if it's a severe group, it is advantageous to go in and supplement that group.
What did you see in these newborn pigs that made you decide to do this testing?
So most of the time when we're talking about iron deficiency, we're not going to really get into the clinical aspect. So clinical iron deficiency, where we'd have, you know, rough hair coats, really white pigs, even some deformities and things like that. Usually we're not going to be that deficient. I think the main opportunity we have is kind of in the subclinical anemia. And so really we're not going to see it visually, but we did are able to identify it when we go in and analyze hemoglobin levels.
Is there a difference in the kind of iron?
So as far as kinds of iron, when we're talking about injectable iron, that's going to be an iron dextran. There's a few different companies that make iron products with some subtle differences in there, but basically it's still iron dextran. The big difference is, though, between the injectable iron and the oral iron. And so there would have been a time maybe 5, 10, 15 years ago where there was concerns over needle sticks and things like that on sow farms that some farms tried to administer oral iron to piglets during lactation. And it's not effective because, one, we can't control the dose. You know, with an injection to a piglet, we know the dose that they're getting, whereas if we're just supplying it orally, you know, in a pan or a trough in farrowing, it's not consistent. The other issue is that the immature gut of that young of a pig is really not able to absorb a sufficient amount of iron from when ingested orally at that age.
How does that toxicity show?
So typically you can have, you might induce some severe diarrhea. Excess iron can lead to excess E. coli growth in the small intestine. So sometimes you'll have severe scour. Typically you don't see a lot of toxicity unless we've got something where the syringe was set, calibrated incorrectly, where we're administering too big of a dose. So usually don't see too severe signs of toxicity.
Thank you, Sam, for visiting with us about some of the new techniques for administering iron to baby pigs. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Pig Health Today podcast. To get the latest news and interviews delivered to your inbox twice a week, subscribe to our e-newsletter by visiting pighealthtoday.com/join.